Welcome to Simple Truth Radio. I'm your host, Russell Close, and today we'll be discussing with Mike A.L. Merlin-Batar the goings-on in David Icke, his forum, and everything associated. So, you know, let's get to it. All right, well, let's get straight into it. We'll start with a disclaimer, shall we?
Disclaimer. First of all, believe in free speech, free expression of yourself. So, I mean, this isn't about attempting to stop anybody, namely David Icke, from speaking out and expressing himself, about putting books out, videos, or having a website forum, or the website itself even. You know, this is about basically an observation that we made of somebody that claims to be into free speech and certain other information that, you know, we find pretty contradictory, and like to just express ourselves in relationship to that information.
Yeah, couldn't have put it better myself, really.
Excellent. Well, so, I mean, look, there have been claims about, you know, the Infinite Love Forum attempting to take down the Icke Forum and all this sort of bullshit, and I mean, and that's what it is, bullshit. It's cyberspace. It's freaking, you know, I get when people attempt to do this sort of crap, apart from it being diversionary. So anyway,
has enemies as part of his modus operandi.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been used a lot of times, hasn't it? You know, throughout history. Yeah, you point at an outside enemy, and the people that are on your side have someone to target. That way they don't question you, they don't think about anything else, they just look at the target. So, anyway, that's that, and let's get stuck into it.
All right, well, we'll first start off with an audio clip about David Icke talking about the H1N1 virus, or the swine flu, whatever you want to call
vaccine, yeah.
Vaccine, right, and I'll just roll it.
Yep. Audio.
So this is it. The whole foundation of it is a mind game. You know, it's about the manipulation of our perception of everything, because our perception leads to our behavior and our actions. If you're going to control someone's actions, then you need to control their perception, because that controls their actions. And the perception they want people in more than anything is danger, danger, danger. Because once you get someone in fear of something, they will look outside of themselves for something or someone to protect them from what they've been manipulated to fear.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this is the classic one. I was, so I got directed towards it. And, you know, danger, danger, danger. I mean, this has been Icke's message from day one. The Earth's going to end.
Yeah.
There's your danger, danger, danger. His idea about perception there is actually incorrect as well. Perception is created through your belief system. So it's by creating a belief system. And the way you create a belief system is there's been a few ways that it's been done in society. I mean, it's been indoctrinated into us, okay, from authoritarian figures, whether it either be your parents, teachers, you know, workplace, you know, politicians, media, whatever you want to talk about there. I mean, I can know this. He's been in the media himself. He started, he was in the media with BBC. So, yep. I mean, he comprehends this sort of stuff. I mean, perception is created through the belief system, and the way you control people is through setting up a leader. That's how you set up followers.
Yep.
To me, he's been a leader that has been set up, to create, you know, a group of followers. And, you know, if you look at it, without any, like, you know, rose-tinted glasses or anything, he's not waking anybody up. He's not an alarm clock. You can't go around and wake people up.
Inform them, can't you?
Yeah, well, exactly. Look, there's an odd saying, like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink. Well, I disagree with that, though. It's like I can't even lead a horse to water. Okay? I can point out to you over there, hey, there's water.
Yeah.
You know, but it's up to you whether you walk over to it.
Well, actually, you can lead a tame horse.
Yeah, exactly. You can lead a follower.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to get down to it, you can lead a follower. You know, if the person isn't willing to follow, then you can't lead them anywhere.
No.
You know, so, I mean, look, the whole premise behind there, what I'm getting at is that I can put things out for you. Right? It's up to you what you choose to believe and what you choose to do in relationship to it. I can point out that's water to you. Yep. You choose to believe that it's water, okay, that you can then drink it. So then you can walk over and decide whether you drink it or not. Or you can not walk over there, or you can walk over and not drink it. Or, you know, this whole group of processes that then you can then make your choices in relationship to. So, I mean, the whole thing he's talking about there, I mean, it's a classic of what he has done.
Yep.
You know, it's fear, fear, fear from day one. I mean, he still talks about it now, you know, reptilians can take over, you can get mind control, you need this, and it's continual, and I still haven't heard yet of a plan of David Icke for everybody to free themselves from this.
No, either have I, even though he supposedly wrote a book about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't read that. I just, you know, I've got a copy on PDF, but I just couldn't be bothered reading it. So, Dave, right. If you're listening, you want to sue me for that? That I've got a copy, go for it.
Yeah. I flicked through it and I said, geez, you're not telling me anything new here.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. The solutions are he has no solutions, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's. It's a continual. I mean, look, it's been 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 20 years he's supposed to be waking people up on that. And a lot of people claim that they've woken up because of David Icke. I disagree with that. I mean, you wake up because you made choices.
Yeah. Well, you would ordinarily have never even heard of David Icke unless you were questioning in the first place.
Well, there is that. And I mean, look. I got introduced to David Icke. How's this? Funny enough, by a CEO at Sony.
Yep.
He gave me a copy of Children of the Matrix, the Brixton talk, and I think I ended up getting Freedom to Fascism as well. He gave me a whole lot of heap of stuff, Jordan Maxwell and all this other stuff. And,
okay.
And yeah, I mean. You know, funny enough, because I don't mind discussing conspiracy theories and everything else, because a lot of it isn't theory, it's actual fact.
Yeah, exactly.
And conspiracies have copped a pretty much bad name because there have been people that have talked about stuff like fourth dimensional, shape-shifting, blood-drinking, human-sacrificing reptilians.
Yeah.
To just mention one thing.
Well, you know, that alone, you know, really muddies the water, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, look, I mean, you're going to get people go, oh, but I believe in it, and I you know, and there's so much proof of it. There's reptilian imagery in on every single continent, you know, and there's also line, representation on continents that don't have lions.
Yeah.
You go and have a look at Thunderbolts of the Gods and Symbols of an Alien Sky, and that'll give you one perception of where the reptilian imagery has come from. Okay, you have a look on the Infinite Love Forum there, and you have a look at the Ophiuchus thread, and that'll give you another imagery of it, because there's a 13th astrological star sign that's been taken out. The Greeks wanted the, 12 groups of 30 degrees on the circle, on the astrological circle. And so, I mean, Ophiuchus is the snake holder.
Yep.
You know, Asclepius, the healer, where you get the healing star from in medicine, the symbol of the healing star, or the Caduceus from Thoth, is because Asclepius was put up by Zeus in the sky as Ophiuchus, as the star sign. This is ancient knowledge, and it's been, in a sense, hidden. It's a hidden star sign.
Yeah. Well, I posted on a thread not long ago, posting 13 galactic tones in the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
People were questioning me about what all that was about, and you chimed up and said, well, geez, that fits right in with, Pithecus? What is it?
Yeah, Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus.
Yeah, Ophiuchus, and you've got, well, there's a 13th tribe of Israel as well. They talk about the 12 tribes of Israel, because the Bible is split up into 12 tribes.
Yep.
The 13th tribe is the tribe of Aaron, right? Moses' brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? And that's the priesthood. Now, this is funny because if you think of the name Aaron and the Aryan race.
Yeah.
Ooh, geez, is there a connection there? Anyway, back on to Ike there. I mean, this is the thing that is, he's been set up as this authority figure, within the Trifman. A lot of it's been self-proclaimed.
Yep.
He's single-handedly going to save the world.
We've all heard him say it before.
Yeah, well, pretty much. It's like, I'm pretty much been doing this single-handedly. Look, it was on his webpage, the homepage of his webpage, in relationship to the, legal issue that he had with Royal Adams. And it was saying, look, if you want David Icke's work to continue, he's been single-handedly, going around waking people up, and you're like, well, I mean, to me, I don't know, that sort of self-promotion is pretty ironic. And it's funny enough, in this Firm Britain clip we've got coming up, there's the first question was from this woman that actually says something about that. She states that look, you're not doing it single-handedly, there are plenty of other people doing it. This was from day one.
Yeah.
She also states that a lot of the information he gives is nothing new. Other channel writers and channelers are bringing the information out, and
instead of listening to you talk about it, let's actually listen to it. Audio clip of it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll roll it up.
Pauline, your first question for David.
Thank
you. David, firstly, I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I want you to know that there are an awful lot of people out there trying to save the planet as well as you.
Correct.
You're not doing it on your own.
No.
A lot of people are getting channelings through about stuff that's happening with the earth changes and so on. So again, you're not unique in that. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of what you've said and written, I think we've all heard before, or we can find in literature and so on. The only thing that I and a lot of other people that I know have problems around is the fact that I think on the Wogan program, although you didn't specifically say this, and also on Nikki Campbell's radio interview, you intimated or stated that you were the second coming of Christ. And what I want to ask you is, there wasn't any reference about this in your book that I could find anyway. What I want to ask you is if you could clarify this for us. Are you saying that you are the second coming, or are you saying that you are part of the Christ consciousness which is present on this planet at this time amongst a lot of people?
The Christ consciousness is an energy, and there's nothing like enough of it on this planet at this time, which is why this planet is in severe danger of being no more. Let me explain this. I'm not saying I'm the second coming of Christ, of Jesus, because Jesus was a separate entity. Creation is broken up into frequencies. And this I must explain before I come round to answering the question. The people watching this program at home now are tuned on their television set to TBS. In the room around them, also, they're not aware of it, they can't see it, are the frequencies of BBC One, BBC Two, Channel Four, satellite television, radios 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all the telecommunications equipment, etc., etc. They can't see them, but they are there. And neither can any of those other frequencies see or be aware of all the others. But if you tune your set to the frequency you want, in this program's case TBS, that's what you get. And what we are in effect, our spirit beings in a physical shell, just as a learning experience, are, if you like, spiritual transistor radios, to put it its most simple. We tune ourselves, depending on our state of evolution, to a certain frequency. At this time, people in the studio, you, me, everyone on this planet, are tuned to this particular frequency. But there are many others far higher than this one. This is one of the low ones because of what's happened in the last 12,000 years. So we have this situation with frequencies and people and beings on different levels at different times of their evolution.
Is this reincarnation as well, David?
Yes, because what we do with reincarnation is come back into a physical shell in different circumstances to aid our learning. It's a learning process of evolution. We evolve as we learn and experience. So there are beings on this frequency at this time, have all been created by various beings, not the being necessarily that we know as God, the Godhead as it's said to us, because the Godhead has created certain beings directly. But once you reach a certain frequency due to evolution, you have the ability also to create beings. And it's this process of creating beings, the Godhead creating beings, those beings then evolving to the point where they can, creating more, them going up and so on, that has created this pyramid effect of creation. From the initial three beings that started out creation, right down to the vast number we have now.
Who wants to come back on this?
Well, I just want to very quickly finish this point, because this is we're coming to the whole reason I've said all that. Some beings, therefore, are created directly by this being called the Godhead, or God, as this being is called in the Bible. And they are known as the sons and daughters of God in simple fashion. Jesus is one of them, and there are many others. And I just happen to be, fortunately, one of them also, which is why this title comes about. It doesn't make me 1%, 0.5%, 0.01% better than anyone else. It just makes me a being that has been created in that way.
But it's fortunate that he was created in that way. If it's no better or no worse, how can it be fortunate? Anyway, yeah.
Benefit him otherwise.
Man, look, I mean, this whole one, I mean, he talks about that it's a pyramid structure. Creation's a pyramid structure. Well, he exposes the pyramid structure as being set up by the elite to control people, enslave people. And he's talking about the same structure there. The same structure is in place upon his forum. He's the missing capstone of the forum. You don't get to communicate with him. He doesn't appear on the forum. He doesn't speak to anybody. You can't contact him. You know, like, I mean, seriously, this is going to be the biggest joke out. You know, he's talking about separatism here, dualism. Creation isn't separate, it's one. He talks about oneness of all things, and yet, you know, the ideology that he puts forward is about dualism. You know, there's no hierarchical structure in oneness. There cannot be, it's one. So there can't be anything above or below it. Because that's all it is. If all it is you know, the beginning of all things,
yep.
Right? And there's nothing else there, then you can't experience this. We talked about this on one of the early shows, you know, the oneness one that we did. This is the thing. It shows you really simply, right, that you can't experience yourself except in relationship to something. You need a relationship to be able to experience yourself. I need you to be able to experience myself, or a tree, or a plant, the wind, the sun. I need something else to experience myself with, because it's got to be in relationship. Because if I'm all it is, I can't experience myself as anything, because there's nothing for me to compare myself with.
Hmm. Yep.
You know? Comparison is, you know, to compare things isn't to compare them as being right or wrong, good or bad, you know, better or worse. It's to be able to individuate a singular aspect of the self, so you can recognize it and therefore experience it.
Yeah.
And what he's talking is absolute bullshit there.
Well, he's having the right and wrong mentality, mate.
Listen, it's learning. What are you going to learn? If you're all it is, you're infinite consciousness. I mean, this is what he talks about, your infinite consciousness, right? Okay? This is how he describes infinite consciousness, right? So if you're this infinite consciousness, what do you need to learn? Exactly. You're infinite. There's nothing to learn. You already are everything. You're infinite.
Yeah.
How can you learn if you're already infinite? There's nothing else to learn. You already are
here to experience.
Exactly. There's nothing to learn. I mean, it's just a lesson. Learning experience. No, it isn't. You know, I mean, you can keep saying that over and over and over again, you know, and until you can prove that, yeah, you know, I'm not interested, because to me it has no basis in, you know, in reality. There's no logical progression in it. I mean, all it is created within itself. I had to, because it's the only thing that there was. There was no other way to create a contextual field. The only way you can create a contextual field was within itself, because it was all it is. There's nothing else there to create it within. So it went within. Yeah, like the saying says, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within. Well, guess what? We're within life. Life surrounds us.
That's it.
If you break it all down to energy, right, on a quantum level, yep. Let's say, okay, it's a new way of describing things. In the quantum level, everything is energy. Right? Well, if the energy surrounds you, then you're within it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not without. There's nothing to be without.
Exactly. You know, but they can't have just regular schmoes knowing this sort of information, because they'd start to realise quickly, well, hang on. Everything we've been told is a bloody lie.
Yeah, and we don't need a leader. I don't need somebody to lead me. Why? Because I'm already all that is. I'm already an individuated aspect of all that is, and I'm no worse, no better, you know, than anybody else.
That's right.
Nobody else is even better than me. Nobody else is worse than me. You know, we all have the same potential. We all have the same ability to be able to recreate ourselves as an individuated aspect of all that is. You know, depending on what individuated part of that totality we choose to be is what we're going to represent, and therefore what we're going to experience.
Right. Yeah. So it's through belief is what we experience.
Yeah. I mean, look, is he convincing himself? He's talking about being the son of God, or is he convincing everybody else? He hasn't convinced me.
Certainly hasn't convinced me either.
So I reckon it's a big fail on the Godhead thing. And I mean, here's one of the defences that I'd heard a few times. I didn't get involved in the arguments at the Ike Forum about this because I wasn't there for you know, David Ike. I didn't give a shit about it. He wasn't on the forum. I wasn't communicating with him.
Yeah.
I'm interested. You know, and I'd been exposed to his information, I said, from this guy, you know, Sony or CEO, and give me the documentaries to watch and that, and you know, so I'd seen his stuff, and I wasn't really that impressed with him from the start. So I hadn't gone on there for that. But when I see these arguments and people defending David Icke, who apparently he says he doesn't care what other people think of him, so therefore why would he need defending? Yeah. Why not just let everyone say what they want to say? Why continually for the last 20 years whinge about it? Pretty much every interview he's done. Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why I joined up the Dave Knight Forum. It's pretty simple. Is because I wanted to talk to like-minded people. You know, I'd had enough of speaking to a brick wall about things that I knew that nobody knew about.
Yep.
You know, yep. I thought this could be a place where it could take off. You know.
Well, you made a few connections. You've made a few connections.
Well, I have. I've made some lifelong friends. You know, through the forum myself. But, yep. You know, it wasn't until we met that anything real or tangible came from it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's not the forum that does that. It's the individuals that are on the forum that form the community.
Exactly.
The forum is based upon. So,
this is what some people over there at that forum don't understand, that it's the community's forum. It's not David Icke's forum.
No, it's not Sean's
forum. Without the community, it has zero credibility and zero audience to sort of, you know, base zero. His crap upon.
Yeah, zero functionality.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, so this is the thing. These arguments were happening, you know, and people coming on there and questioning it, David Icke, and all the things he said in that. And, you know, people were defending it, and they were claiming that oh, no, Icke only ever said it on the Wogan show. Well, there for a fact we know. This woman has said it, and Icke's agreed. He sits there nodding in the chair and going, yep, that he'd said it on Wogan. He'd said on a Nikki surname there, show that, you know, syndicated radio show.
Yeah.
And he's saying it there on the Firm Britain show. So he said it on more than one occasion that he was the son of the Godhead. This was not some just like slip of the tongue or mental breakdown that he had. No. You know, this is something that he was, and he listened to him speaking.
Yeah.
I mean,
people out there that you know, listening to this, let's just get this clear. He has not retracted these statements in the 20 years that, you know, he's been around.
Yeah.
So these are valid statements that he's made in the past that he believes and stands by.
Yep, 19 years ago now, 1991, that interview with Firm Britain. So, I mean, look, you know, in that time he hasn't, as you said, hasn't retracted it at all. So, I mean, does he still stand by that? I mean, if he hasn't retracted it, he'd pretty much say that he still stands by it. If people are arguing, saying that this doesn't mean anything, it was like, oh, he's explained what that all meant. And it's like, there's no explanation of what it meant. He said what he said, right? And if that isn't true, right, okay, and that's when he's starting out, right? If that isn't true, right, and it's misinformation, it's misguidance, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, a lie, whatever, then how can you believe anything else which is after that?
Exactly. And that's the paradox, really. Mm-hmm. You know, what can you believe of this guy? If he said a statement like this and hasn't retracted it at any time, well, yeah. We certainly know he doesn't talk about it these days.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing that's happened. That he has not talked about it, you know. So he still should be held to account for his words here, you know,
well,
regardless of whether they happened 2 minutes ago or almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I mean, who gets question time with him?
Not too many people, except whether they're being set up for an interview of some sort. I know for a fact, as being a premium subscriber at one time, he actually had to have written questions for his question times beforehand.
He answered a couple of yours, actually.
Yeah,
funny
he
enough,
did.
Once.
He did. I
laughed at that.
Didn't get much info.
He didn't actually answer the question.
No.
That's, I thought it was funny about that one. But yeah, look, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, you go along to one of his discussions, one of his talks, and to me, it's basically a preaching session because he gets up on stage, he speaks for 6 to 7 hours, and everyone sits there and listens to him.
Yeah.
And to me, that's pretty treating
it's
people
like a sermon,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. He's fully preaching to them. You know, it, to me, it's treating each individual in the audience like an absolute idiot.
Yeah,
you don't know anything. I mean, look, a lot of the stuff, the information, especially the 9/11 stuff, people have already researched it. They've already gone to other sources because it's not the be all and end all on this at all.
Exactly.
I mean, there's plenty of other sources that I've read on this stuff that you know, the 9/11 in particular, that, you know, go into way more depth and way more comprehension about what actually took place.
And people have actually put a lot of time and effort into the work other than David Icke, who's actually scrounged other people's work. You know, there's a big difference. I remember very early on in the scene was there was one video that someone had actually had audio of and someone had video of. And they come together and created a whole timeline scaled through with the audio, like, done professionally.
Right? Yep.
To bring out the explosions before anything fell. You know, cool. Like, now this was done fairly early on in the piece. Right.
Well, I mean, you've got a lot of different ones. I mean, there's the architects that have all gotten together.
Exactly.
You know?
And my point is, like, all this takes other people's time. And it doesn't take any of his time to sort of search the web for about 5 or 10 minutes, find something relevant for him to talk about in one of his discussions, and not credit the person for whom the information come from.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean... don't get me wrong, a lot of information he has put out there on that sort of stuff, I mean, it is credible, it is true, but it sort of goes, you know, by the wayside a lot of the times because, you know, you sort of talk about somebody, and if they do know David Icke, they go, oh, that guy that believes in shape-shifting, blood-drinking, human-sacrificing reptilians of the fourth dimension. You know, I mean...
I'm no fan of Alex Jones, but he summed it up perfectly when he said, you know...
Turd and punch.
Yeah, the turd and the punch bowl.
That's a classic line.
Isn't it?
I mean, Alex Jones to me is a shill. He's a setup. But
me too.
I mean, that's another radio show.
Yeah,
that one.
Certainly is.
But the turd and the punch bowl line was a classic. It really was.
Yeah. But it explains it perfectly. You know, you've got some very credible information that he's pointed out. But you know, with that, it is a whole other side to the story. That, you know, it's not just that case, the turd in the punch bowl, for instance, you know, like the reptilians. There's other aspects of his work, too, where other people have say, pointed out to him where, you know, this is inaccurate in your work. You know, are you going to change it before print? and he hasn't had wanted a bar of it.
Yeah, exactly. Ivan Fraser. There's a few other background details on that sort of stuff. I mean, and you can find it on the net. It's not difficult if you really wanted to research the researcher. You know, and then you can go about it. You can actually get it done. You know, but you're not going to do it by sitting on the David Icke forum and just sitting there and being in La La Land.
Well, it's heavily censored, that forum. You know, certain topics just can't be brought up for discussion.
Yeah, Infinite Love Forum.
Yes.
Three words, don't join them together, and that URL, you will never appear on that forum because it's been banned. How's that? You ban another forum's URL. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it?
You know, in other words, we don't. You know, it'd be alive and well in the David Icke forum, I'm afraid.
Yeah, yeah. That was a classic. I mean, it's been admitted by in the latest occurrences over there with the Daisy Gate Part 2, which we'll get into next show. But just really quickly, when I was banned there, I mean, they're surveilling our forum.
Yeah.
They come over and they keep us under surveillance. I mean, it's been admitted by the ex-administrators. I mean, we've caught them out with it because there was one of the forum members who's still a member over at the David Icke forum brought up, you know, something about, you know, moderation issues on the forum there. And I said, well, look, you know, back in the original terms of service that we signed up under that have been changed and altered without asking anybody's permission for it, whether they agreed to the new terms of service or not, okay, we were allowed to question moderator decisions. On the thread being happy that I started by, it's about a book by Andrew Matthews.
Yep.
You know, I had a moderator come in, Montag, and he's got the multiple ID, Jimmy James, but anyway.
Yes. I found that out the hard way.
Yeah, comes in and starts having garbage about the way he perceives that I should be interacting with another forum member, and you know he ends up threatening me via PM. He'll give me points or ban me or whatever, and I post the PM and I said, "This is a threat. Why are you threatening me via PM?"
Yeah,
and you know because I hadn't spoken to him via PM. I wasn't interested in speaking to him via PM. Yeah, and that was there for my function, you know, and if he wanted to threaten me about something that's happening on the forum, then I'd bring it back to the forum. So I did, and he gave me points for it. Those points got retracted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I brought up this issue on our forum in relationship to this other forum member saying about, you know, what had just gone on over the Icke forum. I said, well, look, you know, we were allowed to do this. The terms of service got changed without your permission.
Right.
Now, at that stage, it was like an hour or two later that the being happy thread got deleted.
Okay.
Oops. Why? Because it was there all on record. Everybody could see it.
Yeah.
You could see that you're allowed to question moderator decision. Not only when you question them, you could also get the points reversed. The speeding ticket that you'd gotten for whatever, you know, cause. I mean, it was a personal issue. It wasn't something to do with breaking the forum guidelines.
Do you remember when I was banned the first time and actually got reinstated?
Yeah.
So the precedent had been set.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were on suspension. You're an angry man. I mean, it's like, you know, they treat them like children. I mean, this is the thing. When you got followers, that's what you do. You treat them like little children, as though, you know, they need to listen to you and follow your lead.
Yeah.
You know, and this was the whole issue. That first video clip was all about, you know, is keep people in fear. Okay, there are people that are scared to speak up in a relationship because they don't want to lose the forum. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not going to lose the forum. The forum doesn't mean shit. It's always going to be there. It's whether you're going to be posting on it or not. And if you're scared of not posting on a freaking forum, I think you got to have a look at yourself.
Oh, definitely.
You know, because there are a lot more important things than being able to post on an internet forum. And being true to yourself, I personally believe is you know, definitely something that, you know, you want to be looking at instead of being concerned about whether you're posting on a forum or not.
Yeah. See, I think a lot of people look into it as their right to free speech has been impinged upon.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it is.
It is. I mean, and this is a you know, so this is definitely something we will go over with, you know, on that issue on the next show. What do you reckon we hit that next clip? Because this is a pretty interesting one where you know, that guy actually questions Ike about whether he's in it for the money or not.
Yeah. All right. I'll roll it up.
Beauty.
You keep saying you're not trying to convince anyone around your way of thinking.
Yeah.
But you keep telling us that your way of thinking is the only way to save the Earth, to think more positively, have no negative...
But you have every right, my friend, to think something else. That's the point I'm making.
But don't you want to save the Earth? Don't you want to try and do this? Or are you just trying to make money? Are you just trying to...
Well, let's answer those two questions at once. First of all, I have travelled around the world to many places on the Earth's energy system, bringing in, through various means, positive energies of very powerful and vast amounts.
So you can do it on
that
your own.
Costs money.
You can do it on your own, can you?
With others, certainly. And there are others working around the world doing the same thing. But the other point you were making, which I can't remember now, what was it?
Yeah, I can't remember it now. It only just happened. But look, I mean, this was the funny thing. Like, you know, he gets asked the question, and what he goes into is that, oh, well, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the question he just asked you.
That's right.
What the fuck has that got to do with the question that was just asked? You know, so once again, it was self-promoted. He's bringing in vast amounts of energy into the Earth, and he's traveling to different countries, which is completely unnecessary, and that's what he reckons it costs a lot of money to do this. Bullshit.
Well, as I said, begs a question, you know. He has, you know, Stonehenge on his doorstep.
Yeah.
Why doesn't you just go there and pump all the energy through the one node in the grid?
Glastonbury. I mean, look, there's so much places. I mean, look, if you've got, like, a tumour in your shoulder, I don't pull it out 3 feet. I go to your shoulder and pull it out. But he's not talking about pulling energy out. He's talking about putting energy in.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm pouring positive energy into you, right, okay, it doesn't matter whether it gets dragged through the rest of your body, because it leaves a positive residue through your body. If I'm dragging out negative energy, I don't want to drag it out through your whole physical system, right? So you don't want to drag out negative energy from one side of the Earth to the other, because you're just going to drag it through the rest of the physical system of the Earth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, he's not talking about that, right? So he doesn't have to go to another country. That's bullshit for a start,
yeah.
Right? Okay, I understand that. I've done this sort of, you know, work myself. You know, I've put up crystal configurations. I've sat in a crystal configuration with copper rods in the ground and connected copper wire and crystal sitting on top of the rods and in a geometrical pattern in Kingsford Smith Park. I sat in it for 25 hours over a 3-day period.
Yep.
You know, so look, I've done this stuff. And, you know, friend, you know, Raphael, you've been writing music with, and that it's you know, it's funny, we went around for a long period of time there doing this in parks, at beaches, offering free healings for people. You know, it didn't cost us anything. You know, put it this way, right? Okay, the only money we were getting was from disability pension and from selling the poetry, the lyrics to the songs that we wrote. I mean, you know, $1 for a photocopy. I mean, like, seriously, it wasn't like that we had that much money, you know, and we were able to do it, like, easily. We didn't have donations. We didn't have all this other, you know, access selling of books and DVDs and everything else.
Yep.
It doesn't take this sort of, you know, money that he's apparently claiming that it takes.
No, it takes money for airfares and five-star accommodation.
Yeah.
Hot and cold running blondes and things like that.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, who knows what he spends it on? I mean, I've got no problem with him spending money on whatever he wants to spend it on, you know. Yeah, I mean, that to me is not the issue. The issue here is that he's turning around and he's saying things like, I was so financially broke, you know, that I was almost out in the street. Well, like, that's bullshit. I've lived on the street. I know what it takes to get on the street, because I've lived with a lot of people that wasn't through circumstances they ended up on the street. I did it through choice. With a friend, you know. I mean, it was an experience that I was looking to have, and I chose to actually, you know, voluntarily go out without a residence and live in a different manner. You know, I mean, I've seen people with, you know, the circumstances built up for his circumstances. There's no way he was financially broke.
No.
No.
You know, look,
there's too much circumstantial evidence to suggest that he's made quite a lot of money from various enterprises outside of.
Let's look at one. Let's look at the forum, right? This is something that I discussed on the forum about a couple of weeks prior to getting banned. Funny that, isn't it? That and multiple IDs of the mods, and that's what got me banned. Yep. But, the multiple ID thing was the one that...
Doesn't take much.
Nah. exposing the descriptions of the mods. But anyway, look, this was the issue. There was a new guy that had come onto the forum, okay, and one of the other posters, Magic Dragon, had responded to him, and I responded as well, and I said, look, you know, having run a business, I understand a little bit about this. Here's how you set it out, right? You're saying he's got 22 products,
mm-hmm.
right, through books and DVDs. And out of those 22 products, he's going to make a certain amount per one. Now, usually in retail markup, it's 100 to 5,000%.
Right.
All right, depending on what you're in, like electronics and clothing will be up anywhere up to 5,000%.
Right.
All right, you're standard looking at like stuff like, let's say, basics of food, okay, unless you're in a restaurant. But your food is usually, you know, anywhere 100 to 500%. Okay. And so, as I said, depending on the product you're selling and the market area that you're looking to you know, find your niche in. You know, let's say, you know, I lowballed it. You know, you got £5 per product, uh-huh. right? And then you set it up and saying, okay, well, 22 products. He's got, let's say, he sold 1,000 of each, 5,000 of each, and 10,000 of each. There's your three figures. You then work it out over the 22 products of each one. You know, let's say the 10,000 one is 220,000 by £5 is 1.1 million right. over a 20-year period. All right, that works out at 51,000 a year or something around that. And I'm just sort of blowing the figures out at the moment, not even really thinking about them. But look, so, you know, the income's there, right? Yep. That's standard. Like, you can look at it and say that's there. Now, when I got bagged for that. I mean, seriously. You know, creative thing as well. Fantastic. That was really good. And I was like, for what? I'm like, man, this is basic business. Like, you know, this is, you know, you can go along and do a course in any TAFE or college or university or whatever and find this out stuff. You can go and pick up a book of economics down in the library and find this out.
Yeah, it's not hard to find out how to run a business.
No, it isn't. So, I mean, look, you know, I had experience. I ran a multi-level marketing direct sales company 5.5 years. I worked with millionaires, right? They're, you know, they're still running business. I mean, one of the guys, Chris Niarchos, you can go and look him up on the internet, right? Cobra Direct Sales. Okay, Cobra Wholesalers. Okay, running from Australia, they're in the UK and everything else. He's got a Formula One racing team. Go and look him up. Right? That's a guy that I've worked with. Right, so I understand business. I understand how it's run. Right, so when this got questioned, because the advertising on the forum and everything else, and I said, well, look, you know, this is including like premium memberships and that. And all the premium, I got told the premium memberships are only there to actually run the forum. That's all it's for. I'm like, well, that doesn't correlate to me here. Because, all right, so I took the time out. There were 1,500 active members on the forum at the time on the active member list.
Okay.
Right, out of 9,000, whatever it was at the time. You know, so 1,500, just over 1,500 active members on the list. I went through every single page and checked who was a premium subscriber and who wasn't, and I added them all up. There was over 300. Right, and can
wow,
that's exact figure at the moment, there was over 300. Yeah, exactly.
1/5, 20%,
mate, exactly. 20%. So I mean, think about it, right? That there, just off the active members, right? We're talking 1,500 out of the 9,000 on, right? So 1/6, we're talking 20% of that, 1/6 is paying up, right? Which is almost 1,000 a month, in subscription fees.
Yeah.
$1,000 a month. So usually we make $50,000 a year just there, right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you put that over the whole forum there, the 9,000.
Yep.
Well, all of a sudden he's making well over five. I think it was over 5,600. I think I worked it out at the time. He was making a month.
Wow.
So I mean, cry poor. I mean, give me a break. I mean, if you put on the figures that are on the forum there now, there's over 38,000 members there.
20% of that.
If you put it even at 10%, think about that. That's 3,800. Let's calculate it 4,000, make it really simple. That's £12,000 a month that he's making just off premium subscribers. That's if there's 10% of the forum members to get into it. I mean, it's not hard to work these things out, you know. It takes us a bit of common sense, a bit of logic.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm sure people have the math skill to be able to do it. It's not difficult.
No.
You know, so draw your own conclusions with it. Is he really poor? Is he not? I'm like, no. You know, to me, he's not. You look at the legal case, you know, with Royal Adams.
Yeah, I was about to mention that myself.
Hey.
Please continue.
Yeah. What should I, this is well, business, right, this is how you set it up. Right. Okay, I'm actually in Australia and the UK, and I want you to we'll do it. I'm in the UK. I'm David Icke, right? You're Royal Adams. I want you to publish some books for me and sell the books for me in North America.
Okay,
right. So I set a contract up with you, right? Well, what happens is that you pay me 75% of the net profit, and you keep 25% of the net profit. Right, the difference between the gross profit, which is what you initially pull in, and the net profit is after you pay your taxes and your expenses, right? Okay, so your expenses come out of the gross profit. That's how you run the side of the business, right? I don't pay you anything. I don't give you anything except the rights to sell the books, right? To print them and to sell them. That's all I'm giving you, right? I'm giving you anything else. I'm not giving you any financial support, nothing. Nada. Not an iota.
That seems to sort of contradict with what David Icke's been telling us, you know, that... it seems to be coming from his direction that he's so poor because he has to pay for everything.
Yeah, well, it cost him. He says that it cost him. Well, no, it hasn't cost him. Right, okay, this is the thing. It hasn't cost him anything because he hasn't had to pay out for it, right? Well, he hasn't lost anything because he had to have it to start with to lose it.
Yeah.
Right. What's happened, he's had it withheld from him.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like you winning the lottery. Right. You've won the lottery and you've got $1 million sitting there and it hasn't been given to you. You haven't lost that $1 million.
No.
It hasn't been given to you.
Exactly.
So you haven't lost out on anything yet.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. So that's the, in a nutshell, that's the legal scenario there.
Well, the thing that got me, because I was actually a premium subscriber there, and I also actually donated a small portion of what I had left in my PayPal account to his legal defense fund. And, you know, after reading the court papers and that, I realized, well, you know, I just donated the rest of my money there that I had there to a business.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything to do with keeping David Icke out in the street. It was to do with keeping his books, the rights to his books. It had absolutely nothing to do with how poor or rich he was going to be. He's already making money elsewhere, you know?
Yeah. Well, Bridget Love UK was already still in production. They were still selling books. They were still selling DVDs. So, like, his website was still selling product. He was advertising his website, so he's gaining income from that. I mean, how many other sources of income do you have? Oh, all right, his talks. You know, did he get paid for appearance money for radio shows and TV shows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, seriously. I mean, like, we don't know his income. He's not willing to disclose it. And when people are unwilling to disclose things in such a manner, especially as he's running it as a business, it's a business. I mean, if you really want to find it out, you can go and search it out. Businesses, you can go in and check out their profit margins and everything else. Right? So, I mean, if you really wanted to search it out, you could. I mean, I really couldn't be bothered because, to me, it's just common sense. I mean, you have
this is the thing, though. You know, like... I asked myself after that and actually posted the question on the Icke forum before I got banned for the second time. Right? I actually posted the question, well, how come, like, if he's asking people for money, right, and he's crying poor, well, A, how come he's not proving that he's poor?
Mm.
Right? And secondly, you know, how come there's no transparency in what I donate? How much goes to your legal defense fund? And actually, how much has that raised? Because, you know, without these fundamental issues sort of answered about it, you know, he could have theoretically raised, say, £2 million, right, in legal defence funds, and it cost him £150,000 in legal fees.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a charity. You ask a charity, you know, for the results of their local drive that they've just asked you to donate to, and they'll tell you.
Yep.
Well, you know, shouldn't he be on the same sort of foundation as them in the respect of, you know,
you'd think so,
because he's a private citizen, you know? You'd
think so. I mean, look, how many websites that have up and say, yeah, donate to the website to keep us going, and yet they have a listing of how much has been raised for that month to pay off the web fees.
Exactly. I've seen it and time again on different websites. They've got a running total before they achieve their target. So everyone knows exactly how much that they're donating and how much needs to be more met to meet the needs.
Exactly. Exactly. Telethons. They do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, like, seriously, look, the whole issue about that is, I mean, secrecy. I mean, fuck's sake. Secrecy. I mean, you know, it's so funny. He's supposed to be exposing the secrets, and he's got so many secrets himself. You know? You know, and this is the thing. I mean, this is where I find it very, very, I suppose it really is deceptive on the forum there that a lot of people that know this sort of information have been removed from the forum. So that way that people that are new that come in that have never heard of I before and only just gotten into his information don't actually get to hear any of this. They don't want them to know it.
Well, see, like the first thing I usually do on a forum when I get on is find out how many people have been banned. Like, because of my experiences before, it tells me what kind of a setup that they're running before I actually ever talking to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, the second thing I check is the previous history of the post to find out what the forum's all about.
Well, I mean, look,
do it over there.
No, here's the other thing with the Ike forum there. I mean, like, David Ike, we were talking about the pyramid structure, right? And the pyramid of power, I posted that thread, and it sort of went around over the internet, apparently. I know a couple of places it got put up. But, I mean, this is the thing. He doesn't post on the forum. He has no interaction with anybody. Apparently, David Icke hasn't got the time to look at his own forum. Forum on his website, there is his name on it, and is a representation of him, you know. Not that I'm saying that he should be held accountable for what people say, because I was very clear about that on the forum myself, that the views that I express are mine and have nothing to do with David Icke.
Yeah.
My views, not his.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're talking about the representation, the fact that there's administration team.
Yep.
You know, that are there representing his belief structure, okay? We believe in certain things, okay? We believe that the Big Brother issue is a major issue, and this is why David Icke stood for it in his political campaign last year.
Yeah.
That he got more money for, funny enough. But, yeah. You know, I mean, it was a good advertising stunt. I mean, if you're looking at a marketing ploy, that was a perfect marketing ploy for him.
Certainly.
I mean, but it's just you too. I mean, like, he's been talking for 20 years, you know, about complaining about people, you know. I mean, it's not any money. He complains about people having a go at him. And it's like, well, I mean, let's look at you. Let's go back to the last year when you did the election, you know, and stood in the election. You turn around and you said on national radio that the Queen's got a face like a slapped ass. I mean, if you don't, look, don't get me wrong, I'm not impressed with the Queen at all. I mean, she owns 6,600 million acres of land in the world. She owns Australia. She's the Queen of Australia. It's a paperhead figure, and it's all bullshit. But, I mean, look, that's by the by. I don't walk around going, yeah, the Queen's got a face like a slapped ass, because I'm not interested in bagging somebody out in such a manner.
What's the point of personal insults, you know, at that sort of level?
Especially, look, I mean, the whole reason was that because of sensationalism brings attention to him. I mean, obviously it's going to get posted up in the media, and that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He knows that. He's been in the media. He was in BBC.
Yeah, exactly.
A sports reporter, man. He knows that the sensationalism is going to freaking draw attention, and he's going to get notoriety because of it. So, look, I mean, as I said, it was a great marketing thing. I mean, if you go back at the second Wogan interview, right, when he went back on Wogan, which to me just appears like a major setup. That was like, that was really was a setup. It was like Wogan was eating humble pie on it, and it was just like, yeah, right, right, right. David's playing pissed off character still, and he goes, oh, yeah, and carried on about it, and people laugh at him. Comedians don't only have to say my name, they get a laugh.
Yep, yep.
And then he turned around, and he says in the same show, says to him, he goes, George Bush is so stupid that he couldn't even tie his own shoelaces, let alone run a country. Anyone that believes that George Bush is running the country is an idiot. It's like, well, I mean, so what you're doing is you're basically telling people what they should think. If they don't think that, then they're an idiot.
Yep, yep.
You know, and in the meantime, you're actually labeling somebody else as an idiot just so that you can show that everybody else is an idiot. Yep. I mean, like, he couldn't be too much of an idiot. Don't get me wrong, I don't think George W. Bush is you know, the sharpest deck. The sharpest knife in the drawer, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, at the same time, he's obviously smart enough to get into the position that he put himself in.
Yeah.
You know, all right, and he got set up, don't get me wrong. But, you know, look, fuck. I mean, seriously, you can't treat these people like they're absolute idiots because they're not. They're obviously controlling things. I mean, he might be a puppet, you know, which I totally agree with, you know, and he, for some of the stuff he's done, he goes, he's definitely shadowed humanity, but you know, at the same time, I don't think, like, you know, he's a complete utter idiot.
I think he's acted at
times like an idiot, but I mean, you look at those times, a lot of times he's been drunk.
Yeah, to actually think that way would be rather naive. Because, yeah. You know, you've got to remember, even David Icke says it himself, you know, it's just the movie. Now, what do we have in movies? We have actors.
Exactly. I mean, shit, we've even had actors in the political roles. I mean, think about it. I mean, Jesse Ventura even. I mean, admittedly, I like some things he said. Right, I was about to run Reagan, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be back.
Yeah, I'd be and back
what,
in office.
And when did he get elected? He's part of the Kennedy family.
Yes, he is.
Maria Kennedy, yes. Married to the family.
It's just confirmation that the same old bloody same old's running around 50 years later.
Yeah, well, how many Kennedys have been in politics?
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah.
Teddy, bloody his brother,
yeah.
And John himself. I know of. His son was thinking about running for politics before he got popped off by a plane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is funny. As I said, with Ike, I mean, Ike's sensationalism, I mean, it's what he talked about in the H1N1, fear, 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 danger, 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 the earth's going to end, the earth's going to end, you know, follow me. Falling. Follow me, send me some money. I mean, you know, if you feel like, you know, doing that, right? Go ahead and do it. I really find it funny that people are trying to defend that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
you
know? I know what you're saying.
if you don't believe what I'm saying, you don't need to defend it.
No, that's it.
Ignore me. Look, if you really like it, I mean, if there's anyone out there, I mean, come on the Infinite Love Forum, okay? We'll set it up. We'll do an interview with you over on Skype, and you can say whatever you like.
Yep. Okay. That's it. Free speech here.
Bring it on. I'll discuss it with you over there, okay? You don't have to write. You don't have to worry about spelling or anything else like that. Okay? You can just speak,
all
right? You don't have to type anything, not a thing, all right? Sit on here and you can discuss with me, all right? Okay? I mean, I have no issue with it. So, I mean, look, you know, if people are willing to defend this guy, I mean, you know, I really got to question, you know, where their head's at. I'm not saying that, you know, that you can't believe in him if you choose to.
Yeah.
Choose to. I'm just scratching my head wondering why. I mean, can anyone really seriously, I mean, apart from the cliched phrases of, like, you know, oh, he woke me up and, you know, I've got so much to thank him for and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you know, yeah, okay, if that's what you choose to believe. I mean, I believe that you wake yourself up. You know, the fact that David Icke was there along the way is that he was a sign on the road.
So you've summed it up when you said when you choose to believe. See, it's a choice and it's a belief, right? And those two things alone will point you in the right direction, you know?
Exactly. So, I mean, look, I mean, that pretty much, you know, covers a fair amount of, I mean, we're not, well, I'm going back, I mean, if we're going into detail over freaking 19 years worth of work, I mean, it's going to get a bit ridiculous in the amount of videos and that. You know, I mean, it's listed now on Wikipedia. There's 29 products between books and DVDs. So, and he's got another book coming out. I mean, to me, I mean, it appears that there's nothing new in any of the stuff that he's put out.
No.
So to keep going over,
saying anything new.
No, well, to keep going over it, I mean, I don't think it's necessary. I think there are other researchers out there that you know, that actually are genuine and have a lot of great information to put forward.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying don't read any David Icke and everything else. I say, look, if he wants to see me there for it, man, come after me, Dave. Go do whatever you want, mate. Look, I've got all these PDFs and all these documentaries on my external drive, okay? And I freely give them out to other people to look at. Why? Not because I'm promoting David Icke and I believe in the stuff that he's saying, because I believe in people actually having the knowledge there to be able to make their own informed choice about. Yeah.
That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. And this is why I feel this radio show is more than necessary.
Yeah.
Give people an informed choice, like not just one side of the story, you know? But from people that actually had certain things happen to them over there for certain reasons and, you know, like yourself and I.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot that came about because of, you know, me saying that multiple IDs of the moderators there, and I think that's something we can go into. I mean, this is just hit over the hour mark now, if you want to wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up and we'll talk about more about this in the next hour.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into the forum issues of it and Daisy Gate number 2.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, mate.
Good to hear from you, Michael, and good to have some listeners hopefully listening to this. I'm sure it'll be popular.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one that people will actually, I think they'll have their own ideas about it. I mean, well, you know, I'm not asking you to agree with me, I'm not asking you to disagree with me. I'm just hopefully, if you listen to this and, you know, you can come to your own conclusions, you can make up your own mind about it, you can do some research on it, you can have a look at things on the net. I mean, you know, we've hopefully provided you with some different...
Balance.
Yeah, that was just a different perspective. Yeah, a bit of balance there compared to all the like TV shows, like, you know, Channel 4, Ike Was Right and all that sort of stuff. So, all right, you know, for me, thanks for listening.
Love our audience, so yeah.
if there's anyone that is interested in asking any questions about it that you'd further like me to respond to or anything else, please post them upon the forum, the Love Forum. We had a bit of a server issue. I don't know what's happening with that.
Happened again this afternoon too.
Yeah, I know. There's a squall error or something on it at the moment. Yeah. But yeah, look, I mean, we'll be there. So, you know, keep hitting the link for us, infinite-love-forum.com. You know, check it out. And, you know, as I said, if there's anything you want to discuss with us, let us know. If you want to come on and discuss this issue or any other issue on the radio show, I mean, we can set up a conference call. I'm willing to discuss anything with anybody.
And I'm willing to record it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It'd be, you know, funny. It'd be just an individual discussion otherwise.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, look, I mean, empower anybody, you know, you want to speak out, you want to express yourself, please come on, express yourself.
Yeah.
We've had people come on the forum that are definitely pro Ike,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Personal
choice, you know.
Exactly, there's no right or wrong. I mean, it's just where they're at the moment. I mean, if they're choosing to be a follower of somebody, I mean, that's their choice. I'm not defaming it or anything else. I mean, look, I prefer that you followed yourself, that you led yourself and everything. You know, because I prefer to see that each person is empowered. You know, because if we're all in that state of empowerment, then, you know, we're not going to be enslaved by anybody, and we're going to be living in a free society, which
is going to be just an option then, to say yes or no. See, this is how easy it can be once people empower themselves.
Exactly. All right, mate. Well, right. Love you. Thanks for the chat.
Love you too, brother. I'll leave you to it.
No worries.
Call you back in a minute.
Hey, g'day.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you.